More details are coming out of Washington regarding the administration's budget proposal for fiscal year 2020. The budget proposes significant cuts to a number of safety net programs that cotton producers rely on to help manage their risk. Reese Langley, vice president of Washington operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us to take a closer look at the proposed cuts, and he shares some information on a letter the council submitted to the House and Senate Budget Committee leadership regarding funding for agricultural programs, including the Farm Bill.
Some of the proposed cuts would include reducing the premium subsidies that are available for crop insurance purchases. Also, the budget proposed to tighten the eligibility requirements for farms and how they qualify for the ARC and PLC programs in the Farm Bill by lowering the adjusted gross income means test. These and other harmful recommendations are being put forward just a few months after the 2018 Farm Bill was signed into law that provides certainty on these programs for the five-year time frame of the new Farm Bill. So the National Cotton Council and other commodity and general farm organizations are pushing back strongly against these proposed budget cuts, and that included sending a letter last week that was signed by over 200 organizations, both national, state, and regional groups within agriculture. This letter was sent to the House and Senate budget committees urging them to resist these recommended cuts that are coming from the administration and to ensure that these programs, particularly those within the new Farm Bill, remain fully funded and operate as intended for the next 5 years. Given that the Farm Bill was recently just signed and it had broad bipartisan support, we feel very confident that funding for all of those programs will remain intact for this year and throughout the next 5 years of this Farm Bill. However, we have to remain diligent and point out the problems and concerns with some of these proposed reductions that are not realistic, especially in this time of great economic uncertainty and depressed commodity prices, and also the ongoing issues on the trade front and the impact of retaliatory tariffs.